We're talking now with Bill Shacklett. We're here at the Election Commission on the Murfreesboro Square. Some people just seem to have good luck. I don't think I ever remember seeing an election where you have three candidates to choose from, choose the top three, and there are three running. Bill Shacklett, congratulations. Well,
thank you, Bart. It is probably one of the easiest races we've ever run, but, you know, still compelling for folks to have an opportunity to discuss and talk about the issues that are before us in our city. We live in a special place. I think that's one thing, no matter what party affiliation or whether you're conservative or liberal, we all agree we live in a very special place, and we want to make sure that it continues to be that special place.
We seem to have a special place because there is an open line of communications, and you're part of that, and you try on a regular basis to get the thoughts of everybody who lives here.
Well, Bart, really, we cannot make the right decision with just the seven of us that sit on the city council. It's incumbent upon us to always be soliciting the opinions, the perspective, the advice of our citizens. Then we broaden our and truly can come up with what is in the best interest of our citizens. It doesn't mean that we'll always agree. Sometimes I think the thing I decided a long time ago is that you, while some people would compel you to vote the will of the people, you can really only have to vote your own conscience. And you have to solicit, listen to the different opinions of the people. You have to be able to do some research on your own and determine what the facts are in a given situation. And then ultimately, you have to live with yourself. So you have to vote what you consider to be in the best interest of the people. And then at this time, at the time of elections, then the folks have the opportunity to either validate your appraisal of your own opinion or to vote against it. And it's just, you know, I'm just humbled by the opportunity that I've had to serve our community. I love this community, as I think so many people do in this in our city. A lot of our elected officials love our community. We've had a lot of years in this town. My parents, my grandparents have loved this community, and we are standing on their shoulders as we prepare for that 2035 plan and try to look forward to what to securing that quality of life for our children and for our grandchildren, for all those that choose to live in our community.
What do you think is going to be the biggest challenge for the city of Murfreesboro in the coming year, 2 years, and down the road?
Well, I've really got two things that I think are compelling. One of them is tonight's this process of keeping people involved in the process. It's too often, I think, we become apathetic or complacent, thinking that, you know, they've already made up their minds and the decision makers will make their what they want to do regardless of what your opinion is, and it just doesn't function that way. Democracy will not function if people abdicate their responsibility as citizens. So it's always going to be my message to them to get involved and stay involved in the process. And then, you know, as we change, I think the challenge for our community as we grow and as we say, you know, we'll close to double our population by the 2035. And if that happens, then I think there are qualities, there are, as a character of our community, that we need to maintain and sustain as we grow. And I think, fortunately, you know, that still is in our hands, to hold on to those values and to hold on to that quality of life as we grow. You know, I heard someone say, you know, growth is a decision. It's not necessarily a decision that you make. It comes to you. And we have a very attractive community for people to come. But we need to have a quality of life for those people and continue that in the future.
Murfreesboro is very fortunate to have people like Bill Shacklett and all of those who were reelected because you're the ones who listen to the community and then move the city forward. We are talking with Bill Shacklett, who's been reelected to the Murfreesboro City Council.